This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, May 9th. I'm Jen Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Seven people are dead, including the suspect in an overnight shooting in Colorado Springs. According to police, they got the call just after midnight at a mobile home community on Preakness Way, just west of the Colorado Springs airport. When officers arrived, they found six adults dead inside the mobile home. One person was taken to a local hospital where they later died from their injuries. Police believe a birthday party was being held at the trailer where the family, friends, and children were gathered when the shooting happened. Police say the suspect is the boyfriend of one of the female victims who walked inside and began shooting before taking his own life. Meantime, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating following a medical emergency at the jail, leaving an inmate dead. It happened early this morning, just before 1 a.m. Officials say a man was found in his cell unresponsive. The Sheriff's Office says life-saving measures were immediately started. However, the inmate passed away. Meantime, a long backup of cars after all travel lanes west of the Eisenhower Tunnel on Interstate 70 were shut down for hours yesterday. State patrols say a 911 call came in around 1:30 reporting a car parked westbound might have explosives. The car was parked several miles away from the tunnel on the west side. Traffic was stopped in both directions to find out if that threat was credible. The Jefferson County Bomb Squad was called in to investigate and later deemed the area safe. CSP says no devices were found in the car. And a group of over 50 motorcycle enthusiasts honored a special friend this weekend. A club from the American Legion joined other riders and some Special Forces soldiers from Fort Carson in honor of a local veteran who earned two Purple Hearts during his time in service, who recently passed away. A restored Harley-Davidson with a special paint scheme was also presented to his son at the end of the ride. And the largest neighborhood park renovation in city history, that's what Mayor Suthers promised at the groundbreaking this weekend in Colorado Springs for the new Panorama Park in the southeast side of the city. The city plans to build a new bike park and skate park, a full playground with a splash pad, and a mural. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jim Moynihan. Have a great Sunday.
Scattered rain showers overnight in central and southern Colorado, changing to light snow up into the high country. 34 degrees in Colorado Springs, 39 in Pueblo, and 4 on Monday. We're not warming up much. We'll sit at 40 degrees in El Paso County. 47 in Pueblo. Rain showers likely through the entire day, changing over to snow late Monday night into early Tuesday morning. We're looking at about 2 to 5 inches of snow accumulation in Colorado Springs, 4 to 7 in Monument. From the Storm Track 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.